From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide blast early Monday in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians while injuring two other people. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the bomber apparently wanted to target Afghan security forces, but instead hit a civilian car. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the blast. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have publicly executed five people, including a 16-year-old boy who they accuse of spying for Kenyan, U.S., and Somali government forces. The judge in the case did not release evidence of the accusations against the victims. Just one day after Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny declared that he had collected the required number of endorsements nationwide to become a presidential candidate, he's calling for a boycott of the country's next presidential election after officials are barring him from running.
If we do not recognize this election, we naturally do not recognize the results, and we do not recognize the authority who will stay in their offices after the election, as they stole these offices and stole their posts.
Russia's Central Election Commission voted Monday to bar Navalny from running in the 2018 presidential election because of his conviction on criminal charges that the anti-corruption blogger and his followers say were politically motivated. Also in Russia, a bus plowed into a Moscow subway entrance Monday, leaving at least four people dead and 15 injured. Video shows people scattering as the vehicle ran down the subway's steps before being brought to a halt by the tunnel's roof. The cause of the incident is under investigation. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia and China have each signaled a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state-run media on Monday that no one wants to see war on the Korean Peninsula and that he hopes the United States is not planning a military approach to resolving the situation. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said that all countries should exercise restraint. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution on Friday that limits the amount of gasoline and diesel North Korea can import. North Korea rejected the new sanctions, calling them an act of war and tantamount to an economic blockade. In Pakistan on Monday, convicted Indian spy Kulbhushan Jadhav was permitted to see his wife and mother. Pakistani authorities granted the visit purely on humanitarian grounds. Mohammed Faisal is Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman.
Let me be very clear that Pakistan permitted the request by India purely on humanitarian grounds. The visit was allowed in line with Islamic practices and teachings. Islam is the religion of peace and advocates mercy. It is a gesture of good faith and compassion.
It was Jadhav's first meeting with his family since he was arrested in March 2016 for entering Pakistan from Iran with fake travel documents. India denies that he is a spy. Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas, but in the Holy Lands, political tensions have put a damper on festivities. Robert Berger reports.
Turnout was sparse in the wake of 3 weeks of Palestinian protests against U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Palestinian Michael Kumsia sat in his empty souvenir shop in Manger Square and put the blame squarely on Trump.
He make a problem. He don't make any solution. He don't find any solution for the problem.
Some tourists canceled their trips to Bethlehem, but others were not deterred. Gail Perkins, who came from Los Angeles in the United States, said there is no better place to be on Christmas than Bethlehem.
It kind of makes the biblical stories that I've known all my life come alive.
Many pilgrims waited a lifetime to visit Bethlehem, but the Palestinians who live here are still waiting for better times. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.